from Lake Somerville. They come up the Yeovil, Davison Creek, and then on into these little creeks up here. Mm-hmm. That old Yeovil's got more creek in now than it ever had. On account of that Lake Somerville, you know, they go up it all up in here around Lexington. Come on up the hill, they got more big fish in now than they ever had.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
When you went fishing, what did you use for bait?
Well, if you're fishing for buffalo, carp, you used a mush made out of cornmeal. Made in balls, little balls. Tried to make some cotton in with to make it stay together.
Mm-hmm.
And put it on your hook, and the buffalo would suck to it. Use that for buffalo fishing. Well, about all that you catch a buffalo with, that sort of stuff.
They feed off the bottom like carp?
I think they do, but I'm not positive. Well, I know we fished for them both alike.
Mm-hmm.
I think they did fed off the bottom like carp.
Don't some people use these little fish for bait, too?
Oh, yeah. We use them little fish for bait for our catfish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you call those little things?
I don't know. We used to go down to an old tank with a menace in, catch all the big menace and little old silver side fish, we caught them not that long,
mm-hmm.
up to long, and I've caught them really that long.
Uh-huh.
And put them on a big old hook in Brad River. Great big old hook. Put them in there.
What about worms? You ever use that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can buy all the worms you want here now if you want them to fish with. Yeah, I used to use them when a kid, dig them up around the old log, something that kind.
Were there different kinds?
Yeah, there were different kinds. As far as I'm concerned, they ain't all just alike that I ever saw.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the name of them is. We called them earthworms.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we always call them. You buy them at these here fish bait places now, they raise them. They easy to raise if you know how you want to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
They easy to raise.
People around here go fishing with a boat very much?
Yeah, they do a lot of boat fishing now. People do. They got good jobs and make good money. They buy them motor boats, you know,
mm-hmm.
boats and motors, trailers, put them behind their pickup trucks, their camper on and go fishing. You get out here on the highway, on the rule on Saturday and Sunday, you see them, especially on 36 down here, you see them going, coming with, anywhere around Lake Somerville down there, you see them going there. Anywhere on that lake goes into Lake Somerville out there. Them roads, you see them boats going through that. You go to that Hare Marina down there at Big Creek, they go in there. There'll be several acres of them covered, acres of land that covered with boats and trailers.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be the car or pickups, you know, with a trailer behind it where they took the boat off. Lost out, the boat would be sitting on it.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that kind of boat that you have to paddle?
Rowboat?
A rowboat.
Yeah.
Does that thing, does it have a flat bottom or is it kind
Yeah,
of
they got a flat bottom on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're made with a slick flat bottom on it. Boats
are. I want to ask you about this expression. You know, if somebody had a boat and he was taking it down to the water and putting it in the water, what would he say he was doing? He'd say he'd do what to the boat?
Going boating?
Going boating.
Or going boat fishing? Fishing in a boat?
You ever heard anybody say that they were going to launch the boat?
Yeah, I heard them say that last time. Launch it off into the water. You see, bring it down to the water. Launch it off into the water. Shove it off into the water.
Yeah.